Cuff base. Okay. I warn you in advance that cinnamon cuff base is probably the hardest cinnamon we've seen so far. There are a lot of very, at least I found, as like in cinnamon cuff aleph, this is a subjective thing, but there are a lot of really complicated things, especially in that Ramah at the end and the Darkei Moshes, that are just, and I found very confusing. So if you don't find it that way, good. And if you do, you're in company with me. Okay. So what's the reason for this takana? So where does it come from, first of all? So the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Gimel and Beit, says that Beitza Shinol de Biantif, which is, of course, Aser because of Muksa, Shinis Arva Be'acherus Kulam Asuros. Why? It's Davish Yesh Lo Matirin, and Davish Yesh Matirin Afilu Be'alef Lo Bato. Now, in Shas, we find two categories of Davish Yesh Lo Matirin. The first category is something where the heter is Asid Lavo Me'elav, like Beit Shinol de Biantif. As soon as Yantif ends, the egg is going to be mutter. On its own, the heter will go away. That's category one of Darshish Lomater, and it's not Bato. The second category is something that's biyado la'asoso, biyado la'sakno. In other words, you can cause the heter to come. One example of this is Nidarim. The Gemara says Nidarim or Darshish Lomaterin, because you could be Shoal ala Neder. Another example, the Gemara in Bav Metzion, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, talks about Meiser Sheni, that got mixed in with other things, and it's Biyado L'Chalalo, or for that matter, to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and the like. So both of these cases are cases of Davar Sheyesh Lo Ma'atirin that are not Bato. The truth is that if you look at the Marshal, which is quoted in Shach Sifkat and Ches, it sounds like he denies the second category. He only holds of the first category, of Heter Sheba Me'elav. This also sounds like it's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Ayashar, Tafshin Chaf Dalet. And the Shach asks on the Marshal, how could you say that? The Gemara says explicitly that Nedarim are Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And Neder is not Nitar Me'elav, it's only if you're Shoal Ala Neder. So how could the Marshal say this? So the Achronim answer, that the Marshal writes, this is in the Pesachei Tshuva, the Marshal must believe that Neder is different because mitzvah l'shalalo, and the Gemara in fact says that. The Gemara says that Nedarim are considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because it's a mitzvah l'shalal ala Neder. In fact, the Achronim point out, if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, that in that sense there'll be a difference between a Neder and a Shvua because there's no mitzvah l'shalal ala Shvua. Or maybe Parshas HaShavua, right? If there's a Neder that is Nidre Mitzvah, that was a mitzvah to do in the first place, like a neder based tzara. So then maybe there's no mitzvah lishol ala neder, in which case it wouldn't be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So they say that the reason why nedarim are different, why even the marshal would agree, even though it's not me'elav, is because it's a mitzvah. But still, I don't understand. What difference does it make? So it's not me'elav, right? What difference does it make? It's a mitzvah. It's not me'elav. So the Minchas Yaakov, it's quoted in Pesachei Tshuva Ozvav, answers that the pshat is that mistama you'll be matirit. Meaning to say, mistama, where people are shomer Torah mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, lishol ala nader, mistama you'll be shol ala nader. And me'ela, it's ki'ilu, it's nitar me'ela. Or to put it differently, it sounds like the marshal is a different gader. That distinction that I said at the beginning, that there are two categories of davar sheyesh lo matirin, one is heter b'me'ela, and two is biyado, that's the distinction of the Rashba, two categories. The Marshal says there's one category. If it's likely to become mutter, then it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's it. So if it's b'me'elav, it's likely to become mutter. And if it's a mitzvah lahatiro, it's likely to become mutter. That's all I care about. If it's likely to become mutter, it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. If not, it's not. So there's not two categories according to the Marshal, but one category. You could still ask on the Marshal for Meiser Sheni from the Gemara Bava Metzia. It's a little schwer. Maybe you have to say there too. Either it's a mitzvah lalos al Yerushalayim o l'chalalo, or maybe it's omed l'kach or the like, and therefore it's certainly going to happen or very likely to happen, and therefore that's why the Marshal says it's not bato. So again, it comes out that according to the Rashba, there's two categories. According to the Marshal, one category. What are the nafkaminas? So nafkamina number one is the case that the Rashba and the Marshal actually debate. The Rashba writes, we'll see this a little later on in Sif Gimel, but the Rashba writes that let's say you have a Kli Shel Isser that got mixed in with Kelim Shel Heter. Is that Davar Sheish L'Matirin or not? The Rashba says, maybe we'll say it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin because you could kasher them all. Says, no, because it's a big pain. And the only time the category two of Biyado applies is when it's easy and it's cheap. Question is, does it need cheap or absolutely free? We'll get back to that question, but it's easy and free. Kashering kalim is a big pain. You have to buy wood and heat up the pot and boil the water. There's a hefsed mamon involved. And therefore, it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. So this is where the marshal says, I don't know why you have to come on to that. Even if it was free. Imagine you were, it's, Erev Pesach, and you're at the Hagala station in your shul, and it's free, and it's there, all you have to do is drop it in. So, sounds like according to the Marshal, we would say it's Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, and it's not batal, just throw it in. And that's what would be according to the Rashba, it's easy, it's free, just drop it in, no problem. And that's where the Marshal says, no, that's not Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, because it's not Omeid Lav Omeid Lav, and it's not a mitzvah to do Hagala. And therefore, it's not batel, no matter, it is batel, no matter how easy it is to do it, it is batel. So that's nafkamina number one between the Rashba and the Marshal, a case where it's easy to do agala. Nafkamina number two, this is a fancier nafkamina, is like this. What about if it's a neder al acherim? Pisrei Tshuva and the other achronim talk about this. Like this. I go ahead and I make a neder to aser my fork on you. So now, if you learn like the Rashba, is that davar sheyesh lo matirin for you? No. Why? Because it's not biyado. You can't be shoal on a neder. Only I could be shoal on a neder. So according to the Rashba, the fork or the neder, the davar ha'aser b'neder. Don't say fork. I don't know why I said fork. The piece of meat, right, will be bato, because it's not biado. It's only biado shel hanoder. But according to the marshal, l'chor, it will be bato, because it's still mitzvah l'shoal. Since it's only coming out to the mitzvah, and the mitzvah makes it likely or almost certain, so therefore, it would be bato according to the marshal, because it has nothing to, the heter of hataras nedarim has nothing to do with biado. Sorry, thank you. It will not be batel. It will be considered davar sheyesh lo matirin according to the Marshal, and it will be batel according to the Rashba, because the Rashba says that that is based off of biado, and this isn't biado. Okay. Fine. So whether it's one category or two categories, yeah.
So would it be a davar sheyesh lo matirin for the Rashba for the person
if he asks it on someone else. So I avoided the fancy case, which is I asked it on myself and other people. So that's a discussion that might be based off of are we ever machalik? Right? That might be a machlokas between the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. And if you got it to the Ramah at the end of Sif Dalet by Maisa Shabbos. So it's usher for the if you do it b'mezid, so it's usher for you forever and it's mutter for everybody after Shabbos. So the Rama writes, so for the person who did it, it's takabato. Because for him, it's ein lo matirin. If you look at the Magen Avraham, cited by the Prima Gadim, he says, no, that since for some people it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's chal on the chefts of davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's not batal for anybody. So if he had a case that of a neder that was asur on me and on you, what would the din be according to the Rashba? So that might be subject to the machlokas between the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. So I didn't want to get into that, sorry. I gave a simpler case. This is confusing enough as it was. Okay, the poskim talk about a number of chumros concerning davar sheyesh lo matirin. Number one is what we mentioned before, the Gemara in Beitza, that it's not bato. Number two, the Gemara in Beitza also says, at least according to one opinion, that we say sveiko derabanan lahachmir for davar sheyesh lo matirin. Number three, according to Mordechai, it's quoted in the Ramah in Simen Kuf Yud, Siftes, We don't say sfeik sfeika by devashesh l'matirin. There are those that disagree. We'll see as we go through the siman, there's a machlokas whether you say rov or kol de parish for devashesh l'matirin. That's, we'll get there. And finally, there's a the Gilyon, Rabbi Akiva Eger, on Shin Ches, on the Magen Avraham Yud Zayin, writes that if you hold that we don't go basar rov by Davar Sheish L'Mativin L'Chori, you also shouldn't go basar chazaka, because ruba chazaka ruba adif. So maybe it's also a shaila whether you follow chazaka by Davar Sheish L'Mativin. So those are some of the cases where Davar Sheish L'Mativin is relevant. But obviously, be'ikr, we're going to be talking about our simon, which is Davar Sheish L'Mativin in the context of bittul, but just to note, it comes up other places. Yeah?
Would there not be masking follows?
That's what we're going to talk about. So let's talk about the Ran. So we'll start with Rashi, though. What's the reason for Davar Sheish L'Mativin? So Rashi writes in Beitza, Divmascha Afilo, that the Rabbanan were Machmir. Why? Because since there's a Heter L'Achar Zman, so Asher Shetochlanu B'Isser, Tochlanu B'Heter. That's Rashi Shita. So if you look at the Ba'adei Shulchan right at the beginning, Sifkat and Aleph, he wonders, like, why does that make any sense? Asher Shetochlanu B'Isser. Well, it's not Isser, right? It's Mutter. The Torah says, there's Bittul. Where's the Tochlanu B'Isser here? What is the logic behind Rashi Shita? Yeah?
You said that phrase, where is that coming from?
Rashi, in Beitza.
In that case? That's what he said in that case?
By Davar Sheish L'Mativin. Rashi, Beitza, Dibur Maschel Afilu. I don't know if that's his lashon, but that's the idea. So, what's the logic behind this idea? So, the Ba'adei HaShulchan tries to say that it must be that Chashashu Shema Yizalzalu B'Isurim. In other words, the whole idea of Bittul being Mutter, so people will think, this really isn't such a bad big deal if you eat it, if it could become Mutter Alidei Bittul. So on the one hand, they were Chashashu Shema Yizalzalu B'Isurim. On the other hand, they were also Chashash for Mamun Yisrael. They didn't want to just do away with Bittul all the time. So they had a Pshara. The pshara is that they said, okay, you should be machmir for Davar Sheish L'Mativin, because there it's not much of a hefset anyway. It'll be mutter in a couple hours. And therefore you should be machmir. That's the way the Ba'adei HaShulchan explains it. Meaning to say that what comes out from this is that Be'etzem Bittul is 100% effective. There's no inherent reason to be machmir for Davar Sheish L'Mativin. It's just chashashu shema yizalzalu. Now, l'chora, the lashon of tochlenu be'iser really doesn't sound that way. The lashon of Rashi does not sound like the Ba'adei HaShulchan. But you could understand why he says what he says, because the Torah says this is mutter. Oh. So, the alternative mahalich, which we've already discussed on several occasions, but just to say it again here in context, is to say no, that bittul is not entirely effective in terms of getting rid of the shame isser and the like. One place where you might see this, mentioned before, the Pischei Tshuva in the Simen Kuf Tezvav Sif Katan Yud, quotes from the Isser V'Heter, that a person could be machmir shelo lismoch al bittul. And though it's a Midas Chasidus, one way to understand this idea of the Midas Chasidus is that Taka, because the Isser is still there to some extent. Now, it's true that Torah said it's mutter to eat, and you could say maybe it's because of the pagam or the like, but Lamaisa, there's something that remains. And the truth is, we've already seen many reflections of this idea. Number one is over here, Davar Sheish L'Mativin according to Rashi. Number two is this might be the reason why we say Chozer V'Neor. If you really thought that the Isser was Nefach L'Heter entirely, so why should it be Chozer V'Neor? Number three, we saw the Gemara in Bechoros. Now again, all these Rayos might not be Mochrech Rayos, and you could probably deny each and every one of them, but places where you might see that even after Bittul, an aspect of the Isser is still there. Number three is the Gemara in Bechoros, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that says, Tuma Kiman De'isei Dami. And even though there's a debate over there about that point, everybody agrees that Tumah me'oreres Tumah. There's a debate whether Tahara me'oreres Tumah, but Tumah certainly me'oreres Tumah. Number four, we saw the Rush holds that even if it's nefach leheter, even though bittul means nefach leheter, le'inyan tumas masa, let's say you have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is non-kosher. According to the Rush, you could eat them. And you could even eat them all, even at the same time. But if one person carries all of them at the same time, when it comes to tumas masa, it becomes tameh. Right? Meaning to say that the tumah is here, at least in some type of latent form. So the Rush is machalik between tumas maga and tumas masa. Shitas iser veheter, that we said before, that there's a midas chasidus not to rely on bittul. So these are five cases, there may be more. Ein mevatlan is in chachila, right? Sixth case, right? All these are cases that highlight the fact that Isser, even after Bittel, is not totally erased. Now, you still might go ahead and want to say something like the Badei HaShochan, meaning to say, one way to look at it, I saw the Achiezer says something like this, it's Achiezer Chelak Beis Yaradeh Semen Yudalad, that maybe we'll be mechalik between the Tam of the Takana and the Geder of the Takana. The time of the takana might still be shelo yavo lidei zilzol. After all, if the Torah says it's mutter, you don't have to be more machmer than the Torah. But the geder of the takana is ki'ilu to treat this as masa, right? To treat this as tumas masa. And that's how Rashi could say, achsha shetochlenu be'iser. The way Reb Chaim Hozer says it is, v'yesh lomar d'midrabanan yeshno l'iser zeb b'metzios, Kimo b'tumas matza, v'klape iser zeh minan ad shetochlenu b'iser. Meaning to say, maybe, in a chinami, maybe the body, I mean, you don't have to say it, but if you really, you could say the body of Shulchan's right, but partially. That might be the tama takana, but the gedera takana is only because, it's to treat this kilu, it's tumas matza, because the tumma is here, or the iser is here in latent form. So midrabanan, they said, you have to be zahir for a latent iser and not just actual iser, not just halachic iser. Oh, yeah. That's one way of saying it. That's an extreme formulation of saying it because it's not really true. It's bidyavet, meaning to say, if it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin, again, leaving aside the midas chasidus of isher beheter, it's mutter lechatchila to eat this meat that's batel. So we're not going to go as far as to say it's mutter bittel's bidyavet. What we're trying to say is that despite bittel, bittel doesn't totally erase the isher from being here. It's here in latent form, or the shema isher is still here. And that manifests itself in a number of halachos, even halachos d'oraisa. So even if you're going to say something like bittul iser lechatchila is only drabanan, but tumas masa is a din deraisa, chos v'neyur, and the like. So there is iser here in latent form. And again, what we're saying maybe is the takana drabanan is to be choshish for latent iser b'makom sheyesh lo matirin. And that's the geder of tochlanu b'iser. It's not actual iser. Tochlanu b'iser means midrabanan. They said, treat latent iser as though it's here. That's the way Reb Chaim Ozer said is the Geder HaTakana. Okay. So the Ran, yeah, it's Yudalid. Yoredei Yudalid. It's the one we saw.
I don't think I saw that one.
You did, but we were looking for something else in it. Okay. So now, so that's Ad Kan Shitas Rashi. The Ran has his very famous and brilliant approach. This is in Nedarim, Nun Beis, Medalef, Diva, Maschel, the Kasha. And he says the following. We know that there's a machlokas between Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether Min Bemino is batal or not batal. Yehuda says it's not batal, derived from Dama Parva, Dama Sayer. The Rabbanan say Min Bemino is batal. And intuitively, this is very strange, the view of Rabbi Yehuda. You can understand why min b'sheino mino wouldn't be batal, but min b'mino, after all, there's like no remnant, there's no trace of the iser. Why should min b'mino not be batal? Why should it be more chamor? So that's what the Ran says. Ironically, the fact that there's no trace of it is actually what makes it worse. Basically, the Ran argues that bittul takes place because of the contrast between the Isser and the Heter. The greater the contrast, the more likelihood there is for bittul, for the dominant to overpower and transform the minority. Mimela, Rav Yehuda says, min b'mino, since physically they're identical, there is no contrast, and therefore there's no room for bittul. Now, we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, we paskin like the Rabbanan, and therefore that's because we see that there is contrast here between Isser and Heter. That's enough contrast to be grounds for bittul. However, in this case, where it's min b'mino, but there isn't significant halachic contrast. Why not? Because the Isser is only temporary. It's about to go away in a couple hours. It's not inherent, or it's omeid lios mutter. So therefore, there's neither physical contrast and there's barely halachic contrast. So in that case, it's not batel. There's insufficient contrast to trigger bittul. That is the svara of the Ran. So, as we're one way to organize this rather complicated simen is to organize it around this chakira, the machlokas Rashi Ran. That way a lot of this sort of disparate dinim come together. So, based off of the achronim, I came up with a list of 14 nafkaminas. Not me, like I said, these are just going through all the halachos in these four ifim, and you just categorize them in terms of machlokas Rashi and Ran, and the Fischei Tshuvas, and you'll come up with these nafkaminas. And so, as we'll see, not all of them end up being perfect nafkaminas, but it's I think it's helpful also to organize a lot of these halachos. So, I guess next time we will go through the, maybe I'll come up with more than that, but the top 14 nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ran about Davar Shesh Matirin. You have a question?
Yeah, is it clear the Ran thinks it's the Rabbanan?
No, that was jumping the gun. Well, since you said it, that's nafkamina number two. No, so the truth is that I only have 13 nafkaminas, so I'm counting one as zero because I just thought of it right before. I didn't want to relabel all my numbers. So that's nafkamina number two, which is the third nafkamina. Nafkamina number two. So, since you said it, according to Rov Rishonim, Davar Shesh L'Matirin is only Midrabanan. And the Taz writes that B'Shem Rashi in Sifkat Nalef. But if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, he writes it's Midiraisa. And the Chsam Sofer in Shuvo, Simen Tzadi Vav, Yoredeya Tzadi Vav, writes that that Shita, that Davar Shesh L'Matirin is a Din Diraisa, is only possible within Iran, which is exactly what Sammy was saying. It actually makes sense. You could make the case that since there isn't contrast between Isser and Heter, Midiraisa shouldn't be Batel. So that is nafkamina number two. However, Lemaisa, the Ran himself writes that it's not true. The Ran himself writes that this is a chumra de Rabbanan. The Badi Yashochan in Siyunim Sifkatan He notes that. And it's also the Mashmos of the Gemara Bava Metzia, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So that might be a nafkamina. According to the Kesef Mishnah and the Chsam Sofer, it's a nafkamina, and it's at least theoretically a nafkamina, conceptually a nafkamina, though practically, at the end of the day, both Rashi and the Ran agree it is Dirabbanan.
Where's the Ran write that?
In the Garden would be.
Over there, I think.
In the Garden?
Yeah.
No?
I have to check. Maybe I forgot.
He backs down because says, maybe if you don't want to say what I'm going to say, then you can still answer for the rest. So maybe he's only writing that within the.
I'll double check.
Okay.
It's true, he does back down. And that distinction comes up as that's part of Nafkamina number zero. But we'll have to come back to that next time, God willing. So, Yashar Koach, we'll pick up Bezos Hashem next time.